give me this sin, falling over, flashing 10 grand, rolling in clover. So ready to get out, eager to please, when it's late in the day, in the middle of a life, with a tule in the century. I never got it, I never got it. But the thoughts in my head are right for the words I've got to use. I got it never, never got it before. Okay, hello, oh, how do you get on? So much on top and still you shine out the sun. We both got a lot to be thankful for. And we both got
song Yamo Be There?
Yeah.
Yamo Be There. Do you remember, does anyone remember the, I remember a superhero in the video. I'm dating myself here. Nobody remembers the video for Yamo Be There? All I can remember is the chorus. Yamo Be There. Michael McDonald. Up and over, Yamo Be There. I remember a superhero theme, and I was trying to remember what was on the costume of the superhero. That was the main thing. Was it a bee? It might have been a bee. It might have been Yamo. But I could... Okay. I feel very alone right now.
We're with you.
Mm.
It was a bee.
Was it?
I just had a flashback right now.
Yeah? Yes. Okay. I'll believe that. I mean, the whole video kind of looked like a Sesame Street. So maybe they're trying to get on there. The real money, of course, is in children's music, particularly in public television children's. Maybe not. Sorry, I'm looking at a set list. I never do this. I feel like a sellout. Here. This is, every once in a while I get those awful pangs of what if they're all right and I'm going to burn in hell for eternity.
You know,
it happens on occasion. I was raised in a hellless environment. Anyway, but every once in a while you go, damn, that would hurt, wouldn't it? So, but, there you go. Sorry. I don't get me started on religion. It gets, well, no, it's one of those things because my kids, unfortunately, I find, you know, I found them spouting back some extremely kind of, you know, almost opinionated, I guess, if I were hardcore, on the other side, I would say, you know, secular humanist kind of gods for people who can't handle it. And I'm like, no, God is an absolutely beautiful concept, but it can have a lot of, and so I started trying to explain, never try to explain to a six-year-old the difference between literal truth and fundamental truth, where you're talking in truth of, you know, it's a metaphorical truth. It's a story which is, you know, which applies to everybody, which would, you know, where those stories, they didn't have to happen to be true because they speak to something that's elemental. They're, what would Jung say, archetypal, right? It's an archetype, honey. And that's what's true about it. And it doesn't matter if it happened or not. If it happened, it's fine. If it didn't happen, it's fine, because the archetype is the true part. Sweetie. Yeah, Dad. I'm gonna go play. Anyway.